fighting in the Damascus suburbs appears to be the heaviest yet, as seen in this unverified footage, while international diplomacy struggles to find a way out. And in these pictures, activists say residents are trying desperately to flee heavy shelling in a district of Damascus at the weekend. There were barricades today on the main motorway linking Damascus with Jordan, according to this unverified footage. Today in the Gulf, I asked Syria's top defector so far the meaning of the fighting reaching Damascus.
Of course, this has very big significance. The regime tried with all its powers to keep the capital out of this conflict and out of the reaches of the revolution. However, the expansion of the revolution and its power and its control in Syria is increasing day by day.
Is President Bashar's government going to use chemical weapons on his own people?
There is some information, unconfirmed information of course, that chemical weapons have been used partially in Homs. However, I have absolute conviction that if the circle of the people of Syria becomes tighter on the regime will not hesitate to use chemical weapons.
One of Syria's most high-profile defectors has chosen here the Gulf state of Qatar as his refuge. His defection and the secrets he's now revealing are a blow to President Assad. The opposition is hoping that more such defections could eventually lead to the collapse of his rule from within. The UN and Arab League envoy Kofi Annan is now in Moscow to press the Russians to put more pressure on Syria's ruler. So far, Moscow isn't budging. Inside Syria, UN observers have been visiting the scenes of some of the worst fighting, hearing tales of execution-style killings. Many on the opposition have lost faith in their mission and say the Kofi Annan peace plan is already dead. Frank Gardner.